Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Thursday with Vito Dominguez, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. After Apple Music briefly appeared to be available on Google Home devices via the Home app, Google said the integration was caused by a software bug, and the company has nothing to announce regarding updates to Google Home. It initially seemed that Google was taking a step similar to Amazon, which announced Apple Music support for Alexa devices late last year. However, since Google's announcement, Apple Music is no longer displayed in the Google Home app. Microsoft is partnering with satellite telecommunications company Inmarsat to bring Inmarsat's satellite network to Microsoft Azure customers, an Azure IoT central platform to Inmarsat customers. The partnership is meant to improve IoT solutions for industrial customers rather than those on consumer level, and it follows a similar move from Amazon, which partnered with Iridium last year. The BBC and ITV are joining forces to launch a British-based streaming service to rival Netflix, ITV has announced. The new service, named BritBox, will offer an unrivaled connection of British box sets and original series, ITV said in a statement. The collaboration between the terrestrial TV companies will also feature brand new commissions for British production companies, specifically created for BritBox, the company added. Neither company has confirmed the proposed cost for the new service, which they aim to launch in the second half of 2019, but ITV said it will be competitive. FedEx unveils same-day bot, an autonomous delivery robot it will begin testing this summer. It uses LiDAR and cameras paired with machine learning software. Same-day bot was developed in partnership with Deca Development and Research, which was founded by Segway inventor Dean Kamen. Microsoft and VMware are partnering on data management software, according to sources for the information. The companies are developing tools to let customers move data between private VMware-powered data centers and Microsoft Azure's cloud platform. Former VMware executive Ray Blanchard is overseeing the project on behalf of Microsoft. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.